You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese, brought to you by Packernet.com and powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy. And I'm your host, J.J. Leahy. A big thank you to everyone who has left me a 5-star iTunes rating, especially to D. Pablo and Tom Richmond, who both left reviews. I actually really appreciate what you guys wrote there. It made me feel really good, so thank you. So we got a lot of news today. It's not all going to fit in our standard 3 to 5 minutes. So tomorrow, I'm just going to let you know we're going to be looking at Kenny Clark, among other things. So we're going to start off with the coronavirus pandemic, again, making big changes and having an impact in Green Bay. So the NFLPA has an internal task force of scientists investigating the COVID-19 pandemic. They've been doing so since early March, and they held a conference call with player agents today. Good news, bad news? Well, it looks like an NFL season is much more likely now than it was even just a couple days ago. There will probably be no preseason whatsoever, though. The Green Bay Packers' summer plans are drastically altered here. Fans will not be able to attend 2020 training camp practices, family night, or any of the preseason games that do survive. It's estimated that having zero fans at Packers preseason events could be a $40 million blow to the area economy. The Packers are still planning to hold family night even without fans. The event is scheduled to be televised. Speaking of not having fans, the Washington Redskins! Oh, wait, I'm ahead of myself. Speaking of not having fans, the NFL estimates that having few or no fans in the stands for the entire season could make revenue go from $16.5 billion down to $12.5 billion. This would hugely impact the 2021 salary cap negatively. Because of this, the NFL and NFLPA are engaged in conversations to try and look for ways to minimize the impact on next year's salary cap. They're discussing alternate sources of revenue, and the NFLPA is hoping that they can work out a deal with the NFL to spread out the shortfall of revenue next year over the course of the entire 10-year CBA in order to minimize the hit on the salary cap next year. This would mean taking more money out of the owners' pockets right now and more money out of the players' pockets in the future. Speaking of not having fans, Danica Patrick. Oh, shoot. Still wasn't supposed to jump in there. Well, as you probably know, Aaron Rodgers has been dating the former NASCAR driver since early 2018, and he seemed to be really happy with her, something that fans aren't exactly pleased about. Whenever he's in a happy relationship, Aaron Rodgers seems to be less interested in his game, less interested in pushing himself and his teammates to work hard for a championship. That's why some Packer fans are actually excited about some new news. Or should I say speculation? Rodgers and Patrick have not been seen together in public in quite some time. The last time they were seen together was when Danica Patrick posted a photo of herself with Rodgers in April, reminiscing about their Machu Picchu adventure. After the 2019 football season ended, Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick vacationed together in Peru and narrowly made it back to the States amid the coronavirus lockdown. Well, as pointless as this might sound, Danica Patrick unfollowed Rodgers on Instagram yesterday. And much more telling, she unliked all the photos she had previously liked of his. Any women listening to my podcast probably know that's more serious than the guys do. There's another rumor floating around, but totally unverified, that Rodgers has started dating actress Shailene Woodley. Now, if that part is true, the only winner here is Woodley. But again, that part is completely unverified. Members of the media have reached out to representatives for Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick, and so far have received no response. There are a lot of Packer fans out there right now who are hoping that Aaron Rodgers will show up for this football season and itching to win a Super Bowl. Speaking of rumors and no fans, now we can talk about the Washington Redskins. Sorry, the team formerly known as the Redskins. Well, they may soon also be the team formerly from Washington, formerly owned by Dan Snyder, formerly an inept hellhole. Put it this way, there's something really bad going down in Washington. Now, that's an evergreen statement, but I'm not talking about our nation's politics right now. Rumor has it that the Washington Post is going to release a massive expose on the Washington Redskins organization and probably Dan Snyder himself. These allegations will allegedly involve not just a toxic work environment, not just alcohol and drug abuse, but also a pattern of corrupt behavior and sexual abuse. So the expose has not dropped yet. All of this is still unverified, although it has been rumored and suggested for many, many years. And usually where there's smoke, there's fire. But I want to throw a theory out to you. Last year, around Thanksgiving, I was talking to my father-in-law, who's a huge Detroit Lions fan. At that time, there was a weird rumor that Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, was trying to buy the Detroit Lions. Well, old Martha Ford basically asked Jeff Bezos, "What in the world do I need your money for? I'm rich." And she has since passed the team on to her daughter. I reported on that just a couple weeks ago. Well, after the Lions and the Cleveland Browns, the next team with the most inept leadership and the most fan frustration with the owners is the team formerly known as the Redskins. And here's the kicker. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. Now, do I have a problem with this? Heck no. Dan Snyder is a bad guy. And Washington fans deserve a team with a better owner. But be on a lookout. Adam Schefter reported that the minority shareholders of Washington's NFL team have hired an investment bank to vet buyers and sell their stake in the team. If Jeff Bezos somehow ends up the owner of this team, you heard it here first. All right, we're going to wrap up with some feel-good news. Packers safety Adrian Amos tweeted yesterday, quote, "I don't care if it's spades or two-on-two basketball. If you're on my team and we lose and your response is, so, it's just a game, I will never play with you again." He's not the only hyper-competitive player on the Packers team with a massive chip on their shoulder. This team wants to win, and they want to win bad. If we're fortunate enough to have a normal NFL season, expect the Packers veteran players to show up. That does it for today's episode of The Daily Cheese. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and follow the Packernet Podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been The Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.